getting it all done right around your house, your home, your castle, your cabin. We don't get as many calls on cabins, but we took one today from Overgard. Young man just recently picked up our property with a steep driveway, was trying to solve how to get up the driveway with his guest arriving in two-wheel drive cars. And I recommended he consider pavers. And that will be the topic of our 10 o'clock hour, how pavers can save money and reduce home maintenance. You have a copy of this article in your email box if you're a subscriber to our newsletter at rosieonthehouse.com. We continue to produce an article every week. The only place you can now get it is at our Rosie on the House webpage. Subscribe to the newsletter. It'll be delivered to you every single Thursday. We also write out of town, outside of Phoenix area. We write for the Green Valley News, the Casa Grande Dispatch, and have regular articles in those, weekly articles in those, revolving around topics that we're getting questions from in those particular area, as well as the Tucson Daily Star every Sunday. So we're trying to cover Arizona with information that's free, it's timely, and it's accurate as it relates to taking care of your house, your home, castle, or cabin, whatever it is you're trying to tackle. And at Rosie on the House Remodeling, we have made it through the holidays. Hope you all have made it through a fabulous holidays. And we've been telling the group, you know, in the remodeling world, we're hit with like a flood of requests for work about late summer for people who want everything done for the holidays. I've got family coming in. I need to get this done. You know, let's have it finished, you know, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or the New Year's or whatever. And then as we approach the holidays, we get fewer and fewer calls about people wanting to start projects. And then the new year flips and bada bing, bada boom, the phone goes nuts. We experienced nationally in 2017 the highest rate of remodeling activity coast to coast that we've ever experienced in this country since records have been taken. Everybody is maxed to the limit. So if you're considering starting a remodeling or commencing on a remodeling project in 2018, take a deep breath. All the better, more experienced contractors are going to be putting you on some type of waiting list. If someone is immediately available to come in and start your job, that should put little warning signs off in your head. Why is this person immediately available when the rest of the industry is absolutely overwhelmed? I want to take this minute and talk to you tradespeople that listen to the show. If for some reason you're not happy at the company you're currently working for, I couldn't encourage you enough. Log on to rosieonthehouse.com and just plug in your zip code and plug in the trade that you're most interested in pursuing or continuing in and get the names of the Rosie certified contractors that are closest to you and go knock on their door and ask them if they're hiring. I don't know anyone in the Rosie on the House referral network right now that isn't in the hiring mode. And I tell people all the time, maybe you're a carpenter, a remodeling superintendent. You've been down here in the valley for 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, 15 years. And you're thinking, you know, Prescott might be a kind of a nice place to go set up shop. Well, I've got a remodeling certified partner up there, Tom Riley with Renovations. And I know he's hiring. Just give him a ring and let him know you heard that he was hiring right here at Rosie on the House. and see if you can make it through his screening process. That is one thing I will tell you, that if you take me up on pursuing a career with a Rosie on the House certified partner, you're going to have to make it through a pretty tight screening process. So there you go. Want to upgrade your career? Try one of our Rosie certified partners throughout the state. If you're trying to get a remodeling project done here in 2018, I can only ask you to please be patient. People ask me all the time, what should certain projects cost? And I tell people kitchens are probably about one of the most common things we're doing right now. Just take whatever you're going to spend on the cabinets. Typical kitchen's going to be $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, and multiply that times five. And that's about the cost of a total kitchen remodel where we gut, relocate some lighting, put in new cabinets, new countertops, and new appliances. That should represent about 20% of the assessed value of your home. That's about what a kitchen runs. When we come back, we're going to be talking about exterior hardscapes, and we'll be taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348.